From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Department of Labor has issued a stinging preliminary report on last week's mine disaster in West Virginia. And President Obama accused the company, Massey Energy, of putting profits before safety. More from NPR's Frank Langfitt.
The Department of Labor says the Upper Big Branch mine had a spike in safety violations in the year before the explosion. Since 2009, federal inspectors told workers to temporarily withdraw at least 58 times from parts of the mine because of safety concerns. The administration says some mines with safety problems try to avoid being shut down by contesting citations.
Safety violators like Massey have still been able to find ways to put their bottom line before the safety of their workers.
For instance, the report said that in 2007, Upper Big Branch contested 97% of its significant and substantial violations. Massey called the president's comments, quote, regrettable. The company said it feared President Obama had been misinformed about Massey's record. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has issued an executive order designed to protect the rights of hospital patients to receive visitors and to designate surrogate decision makers in the case of a medical emergency. The memorandum is expected to have a major effect. Under existing rules, some gay and lesbian couples may have been precluded from visiting their partners in the hospital. Among other things, the president's order will ensure hospitals participating in Medicare and Medicaid respect the rights of patients to designate visitors. Hospitals have in the past at times limited patient visitors to immediate family members or those legally related to the patient. A former senior official at the National Security Agency is accused of leaking secrets to a journalist. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the Justice Department charged Thomas Drake with mishandling classified information and lying about it.
A few years ago, Siobhan Gorman reported in the Baltimore Sun on failing spy programs that cost hundreds of millions of dollars. The Justice Department did not name Gorman, but NPR has confirmed that she is the person this indictment calls Reporter A. She now works for the Wall Street Journal and declined to comment. Thomas Drake was allegedly one of her key sources for these stories. Prosecutors say Drake and Gorman exchanged classified information through anonymous email accounts. A justice official said no reporter was subpoenaed during this investigation. Lucy Dalglish of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press responded, "That's what we want to see. They didn't go after the reporter." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
House lawmakers have followed the Senate's lead, approving an $18 billion package that will restore benefits to several hundred thousand people who've been without them since an impasse in the Senate. Those who have missed checks would receive them retroactively. The measure now goes to President Obama for his signature. On Wall Street today, more upbeat earnings news helped boost the market. The Dow gained 21 points to close at 11,144. The Nasdaq was up 10 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 gained a point today. You're listening to NPR. Shares of two of the major airlines moved higher today amid reports of a possible merger deal. The New York Times, quoting people briefed on the discussions, says United Airlines parent company, UAL, has been talking to Continental about a possible combination. However, the newspaper citing those same sources also says the talks are in their early stages and could fall apart. A similar deal was contemplated 2 years ago but never materialized. After weeks of silence on the clerical pedophile scandal swirling around the church, Pope Benedict today made unscripted remarks saying the church must do penance for its sins. NPR's Sylvia Pedroldi reports.
During Mass, the Pope said, "We Christians have often avoided the word repent as too tough." He added, "But now, under attack from the world which has been telling us about our sins, we realize it's necessary to repent. In other words, recognize what is wrong in our lives." It was the most direct papal reference to the crisis since Benedict's March 20th letter to Irish faithful. But he also hit back at church critics, describing them as in the thrall of a conformist dictatorship. The Pope's handling of the sex abuse scandal has angered large sectors of the Catholic world. Today, dissident theologian Hans Küng said Benedict's conservative policies are a failure, and the theologian urged the world bishops to push for reforms, even in defiance of the Pope. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News.
One of the nation's biggest electric power generation companies has announced plans to trim its workforce by 10%. Columbus, Ohio-based American Electric Power says the company hopes to cut its workforce by 1,000 to 2,000, primarily through buyouts. Like many utilities, AEP saw demand fall during the recession as industrial customers cut back on production. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.